Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of this world. Grant us peace. Do you recognize those words? We're going to sing these in just a little bit, right before communion, as we prepare to come up for communion. These words are rich. They're almost a prayer to God, asking that God may have mercy on us for the sake of his Son, the Lamb of God. You know, twice we ask God for mercy. Once we ask for peace. As we approach this table, we celebrate the fact that God has sent his Son who became the Lamb of God, who died on the cross to take away the sins of the world. And for us, most importantly, your sins and my sins. You know, as we hear this phrase, Lamb of God, I think we hear it with a different ears than what they would have heard back in Jesus' day. You know, because back in Jesus' day, what happened every morning and every evening? There was the morning sacrifice and the evening sacrifice. They would sacrifice lambs and bulls and birds. They would sacrifice animals throughout the day. Imagine if you were going to Jerusalem, well, the temple was there. Sacrifices burning throughout the day. Sin offerings, guilt offerings, peace offerings, offerings to thank God. Offerings every day, every morning, every night. You can imagine the blood that poured at the temple, the scent of also the grain offerings mixed with oil and incense, all this burning smell floating into the air and into the community. Why did they have to sacrifice? That's one of the questions sometimes, you know, kids or confirmation students, why did they have to sacrifice so many animals? Part of it was the fact that the people had sinned and they didn't have a savior yet. They just had a promise of someone to come. And so all of these sacrifices were God's way to keep the people mindful that they were sinners and that they needed and were waiting for a savior. So every time they looked at a sheep, every time they offered a sacrifice, they remembered the covenant that God made with them when he brought them out of Egypt, saying, I will be your God, you will be my people. You'll be a light to this world. Be holy, be set apart. And this is how it is to be holy, to offer your sacrifices to me, evening and the morning. Essentially, the sacrifices were a verdict from God saying, you're guilty, but instead of the guilt laying on you, we'll place them on the animals. In fact, that's the whole purpose of the Day of Atonement, that they actually had a lamb that they sacrificed, and then they placed their hand on a goat called the scapegoat, that they would literally lead into the wilderness. They would place their hand in all the sins of the Israelites on this goat, and they would lead it in the wilderness to perish. That the sins of the people were taken away. And so with this in mind, you think about the imagery of these words, Lamb of God. The author of Hebrews, as he looks back at the practice of the Jews, says, for all of these sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins because it's impossible. It's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. If the blood of the bulls and the goats didn't take away sins, how are they forgiven? Think by the same way we are, aren't it? By faith. Faith. God would forgive them, faith that God was their God. And so in obedience and that faith, they did what God asked them to do. You know, we often sing a hymn during these Lenten months. It says, not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscious peace or wash away the stain. But these lambs that were sacrificed were pointing to a bigger sacrifice, the better sacrifice. The next verse says, but Christ, the heavenly lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. The sacrifices at the temple were incomplete. They couldn't fully pay for the sins of the people, but it was a foreshadowing of the one lamb, the Lamb of God who would die for the sins of this world. And so that leads us to Jesus. Jesus is that we've been singing throughout this service. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lamb that was sacrificed for us. Jesus, that by his blood shed on the cross, our sins are forgiven. When the Israelites were waiting for a Messiah, do you think they were waiting for someone to be like this innocent lamb who would allow himself to be arrested, to suffer, to die the death of a criminal? That was not the Savior they were waiting for. They were waiting for a king victorious that would drive out their enemies. But God was not concerned about this earth or our lives on earth, but he was concerned about our hearts in our relationships with God, because sin, when we break God's commandments, when we miss God's mark of perfection, when we in little ways and big ways hurt others and ourselves, that sin separates us from God. And because of our sin, when God looks at humanity, he says, guilty. But when the Lamb, Jesus, died on the cross, through faith we are covered by his blood. That now through faith in Jesus Christ, when God looks at us, he sees us as pure, innocent, blameless, holy. And that's who we are in Christ. That's what it means to have faith in the Lamb of God. You can imagine when the disciples were following John the Baptist, when John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan River. You know, think of all of their sacrifices that were happening in the temple, that when they thought of a lamb, they thought of maybe a Passover lamb or a sacrificial lamb. When John the Baptist cried out, let's say these words together, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Lamb of God and a person. For the Jews of that day, their eyes must have, or ears, you can't hear with your eyes, can you? All right. Their ears would have gone, what? A person? The Lamb of God? What does this mean? But we're told that Andrew recognized those words to say that Jesus was the Messiah, the one that was promised from God. And so the first thing that Andrew does, and because I'm an Andrew, I know what Andrew does in the Bible, right? The first thing he does, and he goes and he finds his brother. And his brother is Peter, Simon, and tells his brother, I found the Messiah. Come, come and see. Tonight, when you hear this phrase, the Lamb of God, I hope that your ears kind of tingle a little bit, all right? That you go, what? A Lamb of God for me? That you may do what Andrew did, to run to your neighbors, to run to your friends, to run to your family members and say, I found him. I found him. The Lamb of God. I want to introduce you to him. Can you imagine what a different world it would be if we as the church would take this good news we have received and is the best gift the world can receive, and we say, God has sent him, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And not just our sin, but the sin of the world. I love the passage from Isaiah that says, you know, it's a too small thing for the Savior to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring my salvation to the very ends of the earth. I love that Jesus came not just for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles, for all people. That when he said on the cross these three words, say them with me, "It is finished. The sins of the world have been paid for." No matter what you've done, no matter how far someone has strayed, does God welcome the repentant sinner into his family? You bet. You bet. Through repentance and faith, he welcomes us because Jesus has done the work. We don't have to do a thing but receive the gift that the Lamb of God has paid for us on the cross. That's why Peter can say this, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but how were we redeemed? With the precious blood of Christ." A what? A lamb. A lamb without blemish or defect. Jesus didn't deserve to die. But why did he die? For us. To take away our sins. And so when you sing these words, when you come to this table today, when you say, "Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us," you know what God's answer is? Yes! All right? When you pray, "God, have mercy, Lamb of God, have mercy," God's answer is yes. "For the sake of my son, you are forgiven. You are set free. You are washed clean because my son has died for you." And when you take this bread and drink this cup, you behold the Lamb of God, Jesus, his body and blood given and shed for you. That when you say, "Lord, have mercy, Lord, forgive me," God's answer is yes. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, there's nothing that we can do to get rid of our sin on our own. Our shortcomings, our failures, the hurts that we have caused others, the hurts that we have caused to ourselves. Lord, all those shortcomings and our brokenness separates us from you. But because you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to be the Lamb of God, to die on the cross, you make us whole through faith in him. You wash us clean and give us new life. May this be a week where we can have in our mind, on our tongue, and in our heart, your name, Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God who takes away my sins. Let your name be in our lips that we may share it with all. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.